I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants.
Iris.
Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water. Sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants
ooh.
Are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the
Good morning and welcome to Garden Talk here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis filling in for Steve Garner for another week. And we've got our pal and garden guru who is adjusting our headphones right now. Can you hear anything?
Good morning, Michelle. Yes, I got it all together here.
Okay, good.
I'm set.
All right, good. Gwen Kilcher, of course, who has an article that just came out in the Press Democrat. It's every 2 weeks.
Every other week, Dana and I take turns.
Nice.
And put the articles in the paper.
Yeah, so you can ask her questions that way. Or the more convenient way, I think, is to call in and actually talk to Gwen because she's here every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. answering your garden questions. And so if you're wondering what to plant next, if you're having problems with a plant, if you're wondering what works well in shade, or if you've got an area with full sun and things are just dying there, what should you be doing? Pest problems, all of these things can be answered by Gwen Kilcher.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Later this morning, we are going to have a guest who is going to come in. Tell us a little bit about the guest before
exciting.
He comes in.
Yeah, how exciting. Cool. His name is Rick Stern,
mm-hmm.
and he's the the instructor and director for the Jail Industries
mm-hmm.
Plant department out there.
Yeah.
And so he coordinates what can be grown out there, has the inmates help and growing things, and they have about 10 greenhouses in which they grow everything, and they have a couple plant sales every year.
Yeah.
They have lectures for people to go to, and if you wanted to buy plants when they don't have their plant sale, you make an appointment with Rick,
mm-hmm.
and he'll open the doors for you and tell you all about the thousands of plants that they have for sale, and at very, very good prices.
Yeah, I was looking at the prices on their website, and 1 gallon price is $2.75.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
15 gallon, up to 15 gallon, $27.75. So
it's
pretty amazing prices. And they do have a plant list, which is on the website too, and you'll be able to check that out. So that's very convenient.
That is.
Before you head out.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be talking with Rick, and he'll tell us all about it and the history and how it all came about.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's coming up later this morning. But first, we'll head right on out to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at the LBC, where Dennis is waiting. And he's got all kinds of great things to tell us about the farmers market this morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Michelle and Gwen. How are you guys?
Good. Really good. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Beautiful day. Lots of people here already.
Yeah, it's nice, bright, and sunny. So what are people buying at the farmer's market today?
Well, first off, it's a tomato palooza. We're doing our tomato tasting today.
Okay.
So come on down. We'll have all kinds of varieties of tomatoes to taste, salsas, and some tomato soup. Michelle Anna Jordan will be here with her tomato books to buy, sign, talk to about tomato recipes and the whole, and canning and the whole like. So it'll all be set up. There's a bunch of tables getting ready to go as we speak.
Where did all the tomatoes come from?
They're everybody. Lazaro at the Patch is supplying some. We'll get some from Tom Noble at Armstrong, from Bernier Farms, from Singing Frog, Lantern Farms. There'll be all kinds of varieties, all kinds of colors, all kinds of sizes, all kinds of tastes.
Excellent.
Are you having problems getting tomatoes ready in your garden, Gwen?
No,
I've
had a plethora of tomatoes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Right on. So lots of tomatoes. Today is the day to head to the farmer's market at the LBC to get those tomatoes and learn all about tomatoes. Michelle Ann Jordan is so knowledgeable about it, and she loves to share her recipes and her books and things like that. So be sure to head on out for that. Besides tomatoes, what else have we got?
Lots of local corn. Bernier Farms has local corn today, and Beet Generation, Libya Beet Generation, has local corn. So lots of good corn, as I've mentioned for the past month. It's full bore harvest time. I did notice beautiful basil today, so I think I'm going to go and get some of my tomatoes and make a nice pasta sauce and maybe grill a pizza.
Yeah.
Lots of greens, lettuce mixes, red leaf, butter, you name it. Singing Frog has some beautiful Napa cabbage. So I'm thinking, of course, in my usual mind, I'll go back to kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a great, nice Napa cabbage salad is always fun to have at dinner time.
Yeah, nice. Excuse crunch. Me. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kohlrabi is in, big, and lots of beets still. excuse me, we got the mushrooms, we got Sam at Bohemian and Barbara with great varieties of mushrooms. So it looks really good today, as a matter of fact.
What about peppers? Are there any peppers out there?
Yeah, the first hot peppers actually hit last week. Singing Frog had some serranos last week. I don't know if they have any this week.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of Jimmy Nardellos and red bells, green bells, yellow bells, corny butoros. Lots and lots of peppers.
What about shishitos and padrones? Still seeing those?
We're pretty much past those at this point in time.
I love those
for the most
so
part.
Okay.
You should have told me, Michelle. I would have brought you some.
Really?
Of mine.
Oh!
You know what, Michelle? I've got a few too, so.
Okay. All right. I'll come by.
Oh.
All right. Besides all the vegetables, what kinds of fruits are we seeing?
Yeah.
Well, it's local apple time. Unfortunately, the Gravensteins are pretty much done, but Walker Apples is here with Greenings,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan, and Golden Delicious. Ted from Bella Ridge has Empire Honey Crisp, Natsu, looks like I did arrive, but it's I Dared, I think, Jonna Gold, Liberty, Hawaiian, Macintosh, and Gala. So tons of local apples. Make some cider, make some applesauce. Great to saute with some onions, garlic, maybe a little bit of butter, and use that to top a nice pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
That's always really good to do.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I like to sort of, when I have sausages and boil them a little bit, some slices of apple in there, too. It's really good.
Oh,
it's
yes.
a good flavor.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll get to that later. And then, still a lot of stone fruit. Ponce is here with fluots and plums, peaches, nectarines. That's all big, I think.
And the pears should
be... Sebastopol berry is here.
Mm.
Blackberries, raspberries, still some strawberries going on. And the pears are just starting to show up. Sebastopol has a couple of Asian pears out. Ted at Bella Ridge has a couple of pears out, and Bernier Farms has a few pears. They're just really now starting to ripen up.
What about melons? Are there any melons available?
Yes, lots of melons. Libby at Beet Generation has melons, and Bernier Farms has melons.
Nice. Okay,
what kind
good.
Of melons does Zuriel have today?
And now where are you headed to?
I don't know what kind they are, but the sign says melons, glorious melons.
Oh.
What a great sign.
Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah. All right, what else are you seeing there?
Let's see, Salmon Creek is here with beef today, which is great. And we'll get to more of that later again. Joe Matto's cheese, with their St. George's cheese, my new favorite thing on earth.
So good.
Anna's Seafood, I was over there earlier, and it looks like they really stocked up heavy on shellfish today. Clams, oysters, all different kinds. They've got lobster, shrimp, and plus their salmon and their other fish, but they seem to have a bunch of shellfish today, so maybe some clams and sausage.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really good.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about that whole seafood pork thing, but they really go well together.
They do.
Sure, they do.
All right. What else have you got?
And Strauss is here as well, and one of my new favorite desserts is just some of Strauss's plain yogurt with a bit of honey and whatever seasonable fruit I can find. In-season fruit is what I think I'm trying to say.
Yep.
and just mix it up and have a great little dessert. That's always fun. Oh, and I should also mention that Sporgy is back. Our smoked, our mushroom jerky. So stop by and see the guys at Sporgy. They're great people and good product. Fun to walk around and munch on some mushroom jerky.
Huh, that sounds really fun. I like it. All right, what about something sweet to eat?
Yeah, our best part.
Well, let's see. Cousteau's is here. They've got their usual array of breads and, morning buns, bear claws, cheese twists, pull apart breads. So Cousteau's is always one of my favorite stops.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique is here, and I didn't actually check. Haven't said hello to Dominique yet, but I might as well find out what the heck she has. She has her bacon Twizzlers. She has beef pasties, Gravenstein apple pie, peach pie. She's got her baby pies. Raymond's is here with their great breads. They've got their multigrain breads, plus their cookies and all of their sweets. They have lemon bars today.
Lemon bars. I love those.
Their caramel walnut tarts, I think I've mentioned 1,000 times, are kind of my favorite.
Oh.
Plus their little focaccias with, they've got pesto tomato and pesto artichoke and olive and feta. And Full Circle is here with their array of sliced breads, cheese breads, muffins, baked donuts, pretty much anything that you would want.
So heading over to the prepared food section?
I am right in the middle of it.
And you don't have anything in your hand yet or in your mouth?
Not yet. I'm going to get ready to order my breakfast burrito here in a second. The smoothie guy is here with his acai bowls and his smoothies. What does he have today? Green raspberry smoothie with raspberry spinach, banana, and coconut. Aaron from the Green Grocer is here. It looks like his specials today are farm eggs and cheese, omelets anyway, patty melts, plus he's got various other things on the menu. Ellie's Kitchen is here with their Mexican foods. Like I said, I'm going to order a breakfast burrito here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And Manny from Mi Fiesta is manning the booth today with tamales and enchiladas. And my friend next to me has her hand pies today, and I heard her say she's got new hand pies to try. The beef and pork hand pies, so you can walk around munching on hand pies as well.
I love it.
And who's this new friend? You didn't say
the what?
You said what's her name?
You know what? I don't have her. She doesn't have her sign up, so I don't know, but she's right next to me.
Okay, all right. So we'll find Dennis, and then you know.
The mystery. Right. The mystery.
And then you can always come and get a good cup of coffee from Gaga Cafe.
Yeah.
Or Runaround Brew is also here, so you have your choices of coffees, which is always fun to have in your hand as you're walking around.
Mm-hmm.
The music today is by a band called Cricket, who I have not heard, but I understand it's bluegrass, so that will be fun. They're right in the middle. They're right facing our tomato tasting table. It's a good day. A lot of people. Sun's out. Good day to come on down.
And what about the Dunn's World Sausage Emporium?
Well,
Wait, Dennis, is that the name of your business? Because Steve says that
it's actually Franco Sausage.
Okay.
He's changed the name like 20,000 times, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay, since Steve's
people
not
know
here.
Who we are.
Yeah. But Steve's not here, I can ask all these questions. World Sausage Emporium, so.
That's right.
Okay.
Today we have, as I was going back to earlier with the whole shellfish and Salmon Creek, Leslie at Salmon Creek just did a beef harvest, so we got a bunch of beef from them and made Texas-style hot links with Salmon Creek beef. They're lightly spicy, a little bit sweet with molasses. They'd be great in shellfish, and of course, they're great grilled, and they're great for breakfast.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Okay, what else have you got?
We have a little bit of Calabrese today that he actually used smoked paprika as opposed to regular paprika. So they're a little bit darker in color, a little bit smoky flavor.
Mm.
And then we have the Northern Italian sausage from Mantua. With a touch of cinnamon.
All sounds delicious.
Very good. Yeah. Well, head on over to the original certified market, the Santa Rosa Original Certified Market, and it is at the LBC until 1 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. And then also, of course, open on Wednesdays to make it convenient for you if you can't make it. Same place at the LBC. And we'll come by and see you, Dennis.
Yep. Like I said, come on down, taste some tomatoes, taste some salsa, taste some soup, and have a good time.
All right. So much fun. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Have a good
week. Thanks, Michelle and Glenn. Be good, you guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, that always makes me hungry. I'm going to have to find a snack during the little commercial break here.
Have you noticed that Dennis talks faster towards the end of when he's getting ready to...
he's ready to go and get his breakfast burrito.
I think he already gave them the high sign, like, okay, I'll be there in 2 minutes, and they're probably holding
they're
it in it front
ready.
Of him.
Right, right. He's getting his money out of his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could see all
multitasking.
These all right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. If you have any gardening questions, feel free to get on the line now at 636-1350, 636-1350. You can also send us an email. We hacked into Steve's email account and we're able to see emails. So if you have a question and you want to send maybe a picture of what's going on in your garden, that always helps Gwen sort of figure out what exactly is going wrong. So steve@ksro.com is the email address, and feel free to send your questions via email that way as well. We'll be right back. It's Garden Talk on KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brent Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgin Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with Friends at the Market. They're here to greet you year-round Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. You're invited to the market's Tomato Festival Saturday, September 15th.
Boss breathing down your back? Nobody handing you a raise? You're bored? You're stuck? You need a new job. Okay, you hear a lot of companies are looking, but who are they? Meet your new employer face-to-face on Wednesday the 19th at the North Bay Job Fair in the ballroom at Greaton Resort and Casino from 3 till 6. Over 50 companies will be looking for you. If you can, bring your resume and get ready for your future. The North Bay Job Fair, Wednesday the 19th, 3 till 6 in the ballroom at Greaton Resort and Casino. Register at northbayjobfair.com.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Welcome to Garden Talk here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, filling in for Steve Garner, which Gwen actually, if you ask my husband, is a big joke because I kill everything in the garden. And he says, you're hosting Garden Talk? You?
Yeah. You? Well, just don't answer any questions and you'll be okay.
Exactly.
You ask the questions.
Right, right, right. Exactly. I'm not giving any gardening advice because that would be bad.
Well, you did really well last week.
Yes. But I, again, if you notice, if you go back to the tapes, you can go to ksro.com and listen to our podcast. I was not actually answering any questions. I was helping to guide the conversation, but not answering any questions.
True.
And that's why we have Gwen Kilcher here, because you've got your own gardening business. You've been gardening for a long time. You have a gardening column. You've hosted this show for years. So you have that expertise that luckily will save us in terms of answering gardening questions. But the main thing is that people need to call in with those questions. And now is a good time to get those calls in, because, you know, people think of a question at around, you know, 10:45 and then call in and try to get in just 15 minutes before we're off the air. No, no, no. Now's the time to call 636-1350. 636-1350, and we do have Steve's email open, so if you want to email us a question, that's a great way to do that as well, steve@ksro.com. So in your Press Democrat article, you talked about, someone had a question about charcoal from a grill and whether it's okay to use those ashes just to spread them in the garden or put them on the mulch.
Yeah.
What's your answer to that?
Yeah, charcoal briquettes are not the best thing put in the garden. Mm-hmm. There's too many chemicals and things in the process that was made in making that piece of charcoal. Mm-hmm. And it's really not even wood. There might be some products out there, you know, mesquite, this and that of some kind. But there's too many things added to that to help with getting them to light and getting them to stay hot and all that.
Sure.
So just stick with your wood ashes from your fireplace.
Okay.
And any kind of wood that you put in your fireplace is fine. The thing is, though, to use everything in moderation. So you're not going to take a bucket full of ashes and then dump them in a spot in your garden, mm-hmm. because that could drastically change the pH of the soil. And plus, if you start mixing that up in your soil, you're going to have a big mess.
Right.
You know, you have ashes and soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you spread them out on top of the ground, sprinkle it around if you want. Mm-hmm. I used to use those around my vegetable plants, just a little trowelful, sprinkle it around, make a little moat around each of my specimen top-notch vegetable plants to keep the snails and the slugs from getting to them. And it worked really well.
Huh.
You know, you can incorporate it into the soil if you want after you've spread it on the ground. You can add your ashes, wood ashes, to the compost pile. But of course, you know, just keep in mind, don't take bucketfuls and just dump it, mm-hmm. because it turns into muck.
Got it.
And you want to spread it out and incorporate it in whatever else you're mixing into the garden or in your compost pile or whatnot.
How does that sprinkle of the ashes, does it help with the soil at all? Just a little bit?
A microscopic amount.
Okay.
But it does add, you know, it does help. You know, let's see, what does it add? It will help change the pH in time if you add them all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's very slowly. Changing the pH is a slow process unless you add too much of something,
mm-hmm.
which is why I said you don't want to add too much
of
that. But it can slowly help with the process of changing your pH. But depends on what kind of wood you use, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might... You know, some woods are more alkaline, some are more acidic. So you have to be careful.
Okay.
Know your pH first.
Right.
It's a real good way of dusting your plants. I think I used to get this cheesecloth bag and I'd tie it, fill it up with a bunch of ashes and tie it to a stick. And I would use another stick and whack it next to my plants that had white flies or aphids or anything that'd be crawling around being a problem mm-hmm. insect. And all that dust would settle on the plants and it makes it really uncomfortable for the insects to be chewing on my plants. So it worked as a real good bug repellent.
Wow, amazing.
I should say. So yeah, and I'm trying to think what main component, what nutrient the wood ashes have that helps the garden.
Hmm.
But
Like could a you lot use of, it on, like, I know that hydrangeas react with their color, depending on the pH of the soil. If you wanted maybe a different color, could you slowly sort of add if you were trying to change the color of a hydrangea?
Yeah, well.
Blooming or no?
No. Really. I mean, you could add those ashes on the ground, sprinkle mm-hmm. them on the ground. But like I said, you don't want to use a lot of it
right.
because it's mucky
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
There's aluminum sulfate for that, or even sulfur or lime or whatnot to change the pH mm-hmm. of your hydrangeas. Of the soil for the hydrangeas.
Right. Yeah.
But no, the wood ashes, if you were to sprinkle them on top of the soil, and it would take a long time to change the pH, so I wouldn't recommend it for that.
Okay. So, what are you doing in your garden? I drive by your garden all the time. I love it.
Do you see how the sunflower stalks yes. are slowly disappearing?
Yeah, that's a sad time. But, you know, it's part of the cycle.
Yeah, yes. I put them through a shredder.
Oh, okay.
You know, once they're done with all their seeds are gone, the birds, mm-hmm. the little finches have had a heyday out
sure
there. There were hundreds of
wow.
finches out there. It was wonderful to see. So now that the seed heads are empty, mm-hmm. I'm starting to pull them all out. What I'm doing actually now is just cutting them to like waist high. And then I put them through the chipper. And then, because I can't put that big root ball through the chipper.
Okay.
So I'll have something to grab hold on to while I dig the root ball out.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know how many hundreds of plants
There's
are out
so
there?
There's so many. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I keep looking, you know, to see what I've done. I'm like, wow, I did this big area. And then I turn around and I look. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
There's so much more.
I don't know.
Do you save the seeds to reuse them the next year? Or how do you do
They
your
fall sunflowers? On the ground themselves uh-huh. because the birds, when they pick oh, sure. the seeds out, some will fall. And as I'm pulling the plants out, they drop mm-hmm. on the ground, in my hair, down my shirt, the whole thing. So they are there for next year.
Okay.
So they will reseed themselves.
Uh-huh. And do you look for new varieties over the year to add?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have about 80
what?
Varieties of
Seriously?
Sunflowers that every year I keep saying I'm going to get in the ground. I got three varieties in this year that
okay.
I purposely planted
uh-huh.
one spot,
mm-hmm.
and I got them in the ground a little too late, but they are going to bloom. You know, they should have been blooming already, but they will be blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Blooming. I got them from Sunflower Selections from Tom Heaton out there in Woodland area. He's the plant sunflower breeder.
Nice.
And he's got all these amazing varieties, and there were three new ones for this year. White flowering sunflowers.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
And a purple one. So I'm waiting for those to bloom, and I'll take pictures.
Yeah.
And all that, so. But yeah, I have quite a few varieties that I never seem to get in the ground because I have everything else to do. So next year, I'm getting them in the ground.
There's
so each
always
row,
the hope.
Each row will be a different variety.
Oh, cool.
And it'll be beautiful, different colors instead of all yellow.
Well, all yellow is still very nice. I like it a lot.
Yes.
I love how you put it together.
Yeah.
All right. So give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350. If you have any gardening questions, suggestions on what to plant, if you've got something going wrong in your garden and you need some help, now's the time to give us a call at 636-1350. We'll be right back.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with Friends of the Market. They're here to greet you year-round, Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. You're invited to the market's Tomato Festival, Saturday, September 15th.
Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO here, an avid golfer. We're blessed to have the world's best golfing weather here in Sonoma County. Crisp mornings, sunny days, delightful twilight. My favorite golf club is Oakmont. two great courses, a par 72, great for the experienced player, and a par 63, ideal for seniors, beginners, or golfers that just want to work on the short game. With stunning panoramic views of the beautiful Valley of the Moon and the rolling hills of Sonoma Wine Country. Folks, as I've said, this is world-class golf. And Oakmont is happy to also to be open to the public so they can offer this amazing experience to everyone. Take a lesson, learn how to golf with their LPGA golf instructors, Jessica Quayle and Rebecca Heinmark. Afterwards, enjoy lunch at the Quayle Inn restaurant and bar, or have their five-star venue host your special event. Let the staff know it's your first time at Oakmont and you'll get a bucket of range balls free. Golf when you want it and priority tee times. Go to oakmontgc.com or tell your smartphone to
call Oakmont Golf Club in Santa Rosa.
The perfect wine country wedding destination, Oakmont Golf Club.
The Mark West Area Chamber of Commerce annual trade show, the Wine Country Harvest Fair, is bringing the community together for a free afternoon to reconnect with your neighbors and local businesses. Enter to win one of four $200 raffle prizes or bid on silent auction items with proceeds supporting the Mark West community. Sample wine, beer, and food from local businesses, including Amy's, Wicked Slush, and Molesbury's Market. Games for kids, too. That's the 28th annual Wine Country Harvest Fair and Business Showcase, Wednesday, September 26th, 4 to 7 at the LBC.
Hey, Sonoma County sports fans. If you want to scoop on the Oakland Raiders, San Francisco 49ers, and local high school football, tune in to Overtime with Nick Mattis and Bob Seymour. With special guest, Sonoma County's greatest athlete, 13-year NFL veteran, and a Cardinal Newman graduate, Jerry Robinson. Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on KSRO. Don't miss it.
Tropical storm Florence posing a bigger threat than yesterday as it keeps dumping massive amounts of rainfall over the Carolinas, moving inland and inundating communities. The worst yet to come is flash flooding continues and rising rivers. South Carolina has called off mandatory evacuation in some coastal areas. ABC's Tom Yamas is in Myrtle Beach, where residents are bracing for a possible storm surge this afternoon and more inland flooding.
It's a 36-hour event, endless rain. There are five rivers to the west of where I'm at right now. They all meet in the same area, an area called Georgetown, and they could all peak at record levels. That's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it may happen later on in the week.
In North Carolina, 20,000 people are stretched out at more than 150 shelters. Water rescues ongoing as people stayed behind or trapped in rising waters. A storm being blamed for at least five deaths. With continuing coverage, Tropical Storm Florence, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies and cool temperatures for the weekend. Today at 75 degrees, 61 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 50 on the shores. Sunday sunny at 77, 65 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Monday at 76, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome to Garden Talk here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis filling in for Steve Garner. He's on vacation and we'll be back next week. And of course, Gwen Kilcher is here to answer gardening questions at 636-1350, 636-1350. You can also send us an email, steve@ksro.com. And we broke into Steve's email and we have access so we can read those emails for you if you don't have a chance. Or if you really want to send us a picture too, that's a great way to send that in. And we did get a call from Nels over the break. Nels from Santa Rosa says that when we're talking about wood ashes and what it releases into the soil, he says it's phosphorus.
Phosphorus.
And it's slow release.
Oh, thank you, Nels.
Thank you.
See, it's so nice when the listeners call in and they help me out when I can't answer something.
Right.
I got my team.
Exactly. And we also wanted to mention that there's a talk coming up with the Windsor Garden Club. Mm-hmm. It's on carbon Gardening, and it's happening on September 18th. They'll have an agricultural consultant, Wendy Krupnik, will be there, mm-hmm. giving a presentation on carbon gardening for the home garden. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I am understanding of what this is, it is helping your soil retain carbon and keeping it from re-entering the atmosphere. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's great, right?
Yeah. It's like the less you do in your garden, the better.
Okay.
Basically.
So this is a free talk. It's open to the public, and it's how you can use both your front yard and your backyard to do carbon gardening for the home garden. It's happening on Tuesday, September 8th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at the Windsor Garden Club, which is on Foxwood Drive. And apparently Wendy Krupnik has lots of experience. She's done organic farming, gardening, and edible landscaping for 40 years. And she's also an adjunct professor of sustainable agriculture at SRJC. And so she's done lots of stuff. She's worked with a seed company, with Shepherd Seeds. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's at the Windsor Senior Center on mm-hmm. Foxwood Drive.
Yes. So I'm going to see if I can go, because yeah. she's a fountain of information.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Innovation in the garden. I love that.
Yeah.
So what else are you doing in your garden right now?
I am pulling out some old vegetables and getting ready to sow some fall seeds, mm-hmm. like peas and radishes. I did sow in some little six packs the broccoli and cauliflower lettuces. So I got those going. They're coming up, and then I'll just plant those in the garden when they're a good size. Mm-hmm. Forever adding more horse manure into the garden, yeah. you know, composted horse
sure.
manure,
uh-huh.
Because my soil is almost like gold now because of all the hundreds of yards I've added over the years. And it's taken a long time to change that heavy clay soil into something that's workable and nutritious and wonderful for
yeah.
my plants. And I'm cutting back a lot of old spent flowers, constantly pulling out blackberry vines that keep popping up everywhere, and mulching. I have a lot of old wood chips that need to be spread out under my fruit trees mm-hmm. to help hold the weeds down and hold the water in the soil. So, yeah, I have a list. Oh, you know it's really bad?
What?
If anybody finds my garden journal, let me know.
Oh, no.
I put it down somewhere in the garden. I have this small notebook that I've had for years. And I write down all my ideas, and I yeah. tell everybody, have a little garden journal so you can write down the vegetable names that you planted or other plants, and you have a little map that you draw, whatever you want to put in this book. It's
right.
like your little garden Bible.
Uh-huh.
I lost it.
No!
Yeah, so I have quite a few vegetables out there that I don't remember the names of the varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you checked in the sunflower patch? Is it in there?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I set it down somewhere out there in the garden, and I probably dumped composted horse manure
oh, no.
on top of it. Now it's decomposing.
Oh, no.
But yeah,
that's
really,
terrible.
It is bad, seriously bad.
Oh.
So if anybody's walking around my property and they see my garden journal.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, maybe you
yeah.
should like have a GPS like embedded in it or something like that, so you could like turn it on and find it when you
too late
down.
Now
I guess yeah
I really
2020
yeah I hate to have to start another one
darn it
yeah I'm looking at these bush beans that are a beautiful pinkish purple color
mm-hmm.
and I buy from a few different seed companies, probably at least 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to go through all their websites to see if I can find that one that I got. Because do you think I would keep the invoices or the receipts of when you get seeds delivered and they have a whole list of what
mm-hmm.
you ordered? Do you think I keep those?
Mm.
No.
Nope.
No.
But you
so
wrote it down in
me.
Your journal, which is now missing.
Yes. Yes. And it's been missing for about 2 weeks now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of like if I could somehow.
And you think it was in the garden? It wasn't in the house?
No, because
oh,
it doesn't go in the house.
Okay.
It just stays outside or
right.
in my work
yeah.
area. So I was thinking of, you know, renting some those hound dogs. But I don't have anything for them to smell to begin with. So they can go, here's the scent. Go find it.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's very upsetting.
That is upsetting.
Yeah.
Because you do all this sleuthing in the garden, to, you know, to figure out what is wrong with things. But now you have to sleuth in the garden and try to find your book.
Okay, that's enough.
I shouldn't be laughing as hard as I am, but it's really kind of funny.
Well, I like my hound dog idea.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Like, get two dogs out there sniffing around and
they might
boom,
be able to find it.
Start barking. Here it is. Under a foot of horse manure.
Oh, lovely. Oh, goodness. All right, so give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350 with your gardening questions. And we will have a guest coming in at 10 o'clock. So really, now is the time to give us a call, 636-1350. And Gwen is ready to answer your questions, even though she doesn't have her garden journal with her. This is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
The jewel of the Sonoma Coast. Bodega Bay, home of the historic Inn at the Tides Restaurant, Hotel, and the Bayview Restaurant. Serving authentic Italian cuisine created by Mario Maggi.
I come in from a long way. I opened 31 restaurants in my life all over the world, from Tokyo to Seoul, and 14 restaurants in the United States.
Chef Maggi grew up in the kitchen learning how to make gnocchi by hand. His cooking is the original farm-to-table concept, sourcing local seasonal ingredients just like back home.
It's not fusion confusion. My cooking is very easy because in Italy, the food is simple.
The menus vary depending on the season. Enjoy his braised lamb shank in the winter, spaghetti caprese in the summer. What else, Chef Maggi?
I make some ossobuco, and I want to do a bacala.
The Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides. Come and meet international Italian chef Mario Maggi.
Hi, how are you?
Go to innatthetides.com for more info.
Boss breathing down your back? Nobody handing you a raise? You're bored, you're stuck. You need a new job. Okay, you hear a lot of companies are looking, but who are they? Meet your new employer face-to-face on Wednesday the 19th at the North Bay Job Fair in the ballroom at Greaton Resort and Casino from 3 till 6. Over 50 companies will be looking for you. If you can, bring your resume and get ready for your future. The North Bay Job Fair, Wednesday the 19th, 3 till 6 in the ballroom at Greaton Resort and Casino. Register at northbayjobfair.com.
811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
Welcome back to Garden Talk here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, filling in for Steve Garner, who will be back next week. And Gwen Kilcher is here, and of course, we're happy to answer your gardening questions, and we'll go right to the phones. We've got Linda in Forestville. Linda, thanks so much for joining us. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I saw this Himalayan gloxinia down at my neighbor's house, and it was just gorgeous. And I just wondered, she said she hasn't had any trouble with the deer, but she doesn't have as many deer as I do. Is it at all deer resistant, or is it going to just be eaten to the ground?
I do not know.
Okay.
Himalayan gloxinia. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know. Well, I did have King's Nursery were able to order it for me from Annie, so it must be around a little bit, but But no, I asked at Harmony, they didn't have it, and so it's kind of unusual. But now I'm just hesitant because I ordered 11 4-inch little containers, and I thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
That's a good question. Well, your friend has it, and the deer are not eating it. You said?
Right. They haven't bothered it.
Well, then hopefully the deer here won't eat it. What you would do, what would be smart, is just put one out, say, in their pathway.
Okay.
And not plant all of them at one time. Just set one out there and see what the deer do. And if somebody, because they're always interested in something new out in the yard to eat. So if they walk by it and they smell it and see it and they start eating it, then you know they're going to eat it. But give it a couple days, you know, two or 3 days, and see what they do.
All right. And I can also spray them. Like, I have some Lantana, and they didn't bother it for months. And then recently, I guess now it's getting harder for them to find food, and they've been nibbling at it. So I was going to spray it with some plant skid, some deer spray.
Yep. That would be another thing I was going to suggest is, you know, if they're not bothering it, and after two or 3 days you think you're on the safe side, then you plant them and then spray it just so you make it nasty smelling from the very beginning.
Yeah.
But if they're, and the hard part about planting things now is that, there's not a lot for the deer to eat, and they're not as picky as they are in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe put some deer netting or fencing or something around them to protect them, to get them through the winter, and slowly but surely stop putting the deer repellent and whatnot around it, and then you'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck,
right,
Linda.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks,
okay, you're welcome.
Thanks. All right, let's head on over to Healdsburg, and we have Lee on the line. Lee in Healdsburg. How can we help you, Lee?
Hi. Well, I wanted to help Gwen, actually.
Oh, good. You found my garden book.
Yay!
No, but my grandmother found something, and I'll tell you how she did it. There was she had the mantle clock that, you know, of course, it was antique now, but she had a mantle clock and lost the key, and for 15 years it was gone. And then she prayed or something for a sign of where it was. Anyway, she woke up the next morning, she dreamed where it was that night, and then she went the next morning, and the key was exactly where it told her in the dream.
Huh. So
is that great? So give a prayer or say you want to dream, dream where it is and see if it works.
Okay, Lee,
all right,
I'll
do it.
Try
anything.
Thanks so much, Lee. Thank you. I only have 2.5 acres of where it could be, so.
Okay. Maybe he knows where it is.
There you go.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you.
Let's talk with Kathy. Kathy is in Casadero. Kathy in Casadero, how can we help you? Oh, looks like Kathy might have hung up.
Okay.
Call
back, Kathy.
All right, give us a call back. And we will be having a guest coming up in just a bit. And let's see, maybe that is Kathy. We've got someone who is calling in right now, but we've got our producer who's trying to figure out who that is. But there will still be time in the next hour to give us calls with your questions, with your triumphs in the garden, with all different kinds of suggestions or questions that you might have. So you can give us a call at 636-1350, 636-1350. And coming up in the next hour, we are going to be talking with Rick Stern from JL Industries, from their nursery there, and talk about their sale and just about what they do there and how that whole idea started. So that'll be really fun. Let's see. We do have Ingrid. Ingrid in Santa Rosa is on the line with us. Ingrid in Santa Rosa, we've got about 2 minutes. How can we help you?
Okay, it'll probably be enough. My hydrangeas this year didn't do well at all. They didn't want to grow, and they just look terrible. And their leaves are real, real pale, almost like bleached. It's awful looking. I don't know what I didn't do that I should have or what.
How long have they been growing in this spot?
Many years.
Okay. Does it look like the leaves have gotten sunburned? Is there a light brown tint to them, or is it just pale green?
Well, some of them are sunburned at the tips when we have the real heat spell.
Okay.
But the rest of us, they're just pale all through.
Okay.
They look terrible.
Do you ever feed them with anything?
Probably not enough. I don't know.
Okay. And how are you watering them?
They get on a drip system.
Okay. After your drip system turns off, get out there and dig around the root system a little bit and see how far down that water has gone and how, where it's gone. Maybe you need to water them a lot more than what they're getting.
Okay.
And they need some kind of fertilizer. So you can get an acid-loving organic fertilizer. Find one that you can mix with water so it'll be more readily available to the plant. Instead of sprinkling a granular fertilizer on the ground, it takes a long time to feed the plant. This way, the liquid fertilizer or the water-soluble fertilizer will act quickly and feed your plants because it sounds like they're hungry.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm starving them, huh?
Okay. And when you prune them back in the wintertime, only prune back the flower stems that had flowered, if any.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So they probably need a little more water. They need some food. You can get some compost material like a fir mulch or something and put that around the plant too to help hold the water in. And as, and as that decomposes, it'll help add some nutrients and goodies to the soil. So it sounds like they need all that extra tender, loving care.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, but remember, after the water has turned off, you get out there and see where that water went. Maybe there's plugged up emitters and you don't know it, or maybe there's it's plugged up somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, good luck, Ingrid, and call us back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in the next hour of Garden Talk, and we'll have a special guest to talk with as well. I'm Michelle Marquis with Gwen Kilcher, and we'll be right back. This is KSRO.
North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
I'm local attorney Roy Miller. In July 2017, PG&E's CEO testified about tree trimming, saying that everything is going great. At that time, PG&E audits showed it had failed to trim around 500,000 trees which threatened power lines. PG&E's own records showed the North Bay was at 3 times greater wildfire risk than any other area it served. PG&E only spends about 2% of its operating budget on tree trimming, and this endangers us all. PG&E burned down my family's home and yours. We will rebuild our lives. We will rebuild our neighborhoods. We will rebuild our community. If you need help with insurance, rebuilding, or recovering for your losses, call me at 575-1040 or go to firejustice.com for more information. Join us this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Lodge at Sonoma.
I was up all night with Justin again. Kids with autism keep the craziest hours. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep since he was born.
Caring for a child with challenges like autism or Down syndrome can drain your resources.
Tom's already working 2 jobs trying to keep up with all the medical bills. It never ends. I wish I could help, but taking care of Justin is a full-time job.
You could be eligible for federal and state benefits that will pay you up to $4,000 a month.
What do I have to do to get that kind of help?
Contact Galt Advocacy.
Is Galt Advocacy a law firm?
No, an advocacy group. They connect people with disabilities to benefit programs, advocate for those denied services, and even help you get paid as a caregiver.